D9V, mobile.
Calling KO4H Gex.
That's you down. What are you doing? You behaving?
I'm out here, just got off work and fixed to turn on Wade Hampton and head over to a Traveler's Rest.
Right now, I can't outrun nobody.
Thursday might be a good day, because I don't think you'll be able to stand up.
Get up that day, and we'll see.
What it is when you were doing the net, but you need anything, you know how to call me. So let me know.
I appreciate it, and we got a pretty good support system in place right now. We'll see how everything goes. Wife and son are both going to be here to help take care of me.
Your wife's going to keep you in line, and the son's going to hit and run. Hit you and hit and run real quick. That way he'll be safe.
She's trying to find her a part-time summer job so she can get away from me.
Have to nurse your dad back to health.
You know that'll go.
Well, I made reservations yesterday for the campground there, Lake Junaluska, for the Waynesville Hamfest. I'll go up the day before, get all situated at the campsite, and that way I don't have so far to drive the next morning.
Well, cool deal. I'm planning on that being my first major outing after surgery, so hopefully everything's looking good by then.
Anything you need to, we could put you up at the camper, but my only question would be whether you can get up steps or not. That might be a little trying.
It's going to be a little trying no matter what, but, you know, that's 5 weeks after surgery, 5 or 6 weeks, so I should be getting along pretty good by then.
Motivating around. Might be on a walker or a walking stick, but you should be getting around. Gonna have to exercise. If they'll have you up that day, I'm sure they'll want you to do something with it. You might know this. Where's the post office, Traveler's Rest? Right there on the main drag?
You know, I don't know on that one. Never really paid any attention. I was just trying to come back through there and see where the post office is at. I don't know right off the top of my head.
Campsite reservation for Shelby all done up, and we'll drop it off in the mail today. But I gotta get a stamp, so I mean that. You just have to go in.
Like I said, I don't know where the post office is at. Maybe Shane's listening. He might know.
He might tell you where the one in Marietta is.
But I don't know right off the top of my head where the one in Traveler's Rest is.
Anything, you just stay at home and get all your honeydew list done?
It is suspended at the time being.
Injure it or something, have a problem?
I can barely walk. I can move around for a little bit, but this last week where you can't take any Advil, Aleve, Tylenol, anything, really reminding me why I'm getting this surgery.
Every time, and then when you get that thing done, you might not, that was that bad. I hope you may end up with a full knee replacement.
I'm counting on coming out with a full knee, but trying to be optimistic about a partial too. So, but if they put a partial in, it means they're going in later anyway. So I don't know which way is better.
Dual surgeries. If I'm going to get something done, just do it. Let's get it done. Do it right the first time. That way we don't have to go back. NZ9V, by the way.
I would like for it to be one and done, but you never know. They said the knee was only good for about 30 years. So that would put me at 80 if I make it that far. And who knows what will happen by then. Technology.
Good car. You take care of it and baby it, it probably lasts a lot longer.
Still got several years to work, so that's going to have a lot to do with it.
think it's going to keep you in the lifestyle that you're accustomed. Jenny, can she hear this?
I hear you. She's at work today.
Hey, Jack, right?
I'm still getting one of those for the time being. Still collecting the last little bit of money I had out on the street, so. But we'll see how long that lasts.
Even shove you around. We can make a day out of it. Heck, who knows? I might buy you lunch or something.
And it may come to that, but right now it's going really well, I have to say. I have not really had any problems with anybody not paying.
Really good. Hopefully they understand the situation. And it was really hard for me not to turn at that last intersection. Josie's chuck wagon.
I missed my Thursday lunchtime meets there.
KM4GTM, NC9V. You listening?
Me. For him in a while. How's he doing?
Son had to go to the hospital and had surgery last week. But he's doing real good, though. He told me he's up in the... I saw a video. He sent me a video yesterday. He's up there playing with his little chainsaw. He's imitating his dad. It's kind of funny because I was asking his dad about a tree I want to get taken down. And then he turns around and his wife sent him the video of his son playing with that chainsaw. It was hilarious. But I guess he's doing well. He's had to work on the wife's cars, the Volvo. Had to work on him, but he's got it all done, and the wife's happy, so he sounds a little chipper.
I won't ask about the other sore subject. we'll move on from that.
He's driving.
Again.
His wife's been driving it. She told him, says, I'm glad you got the truck, but I want my car back. I like driving my car a whole lot better than I like driving your truck. Oh, there's a post office out there. All right.
I'm right there on Wade Hampton.
But I'm not turning around, darn it.
Hop off here, get back to what I was doing. You be careful, and maybe I'll talk to you later today or tomorrow or next day. You and Miss Wendy have a good day. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Hey, you do the same. Thanks for jumping in here. Good conversation. Take care. Tell Miss Elise we said hello when she does come home from working. 73 NC 9B. Bubble. Trying to make the repeater. You're not quite making it. It sounds like it might be like 5 kilohertz off or something. But you're not quite making the machine.